The newly released 2022 budget marks a key milestone for Alberta as the province moves through a period of significant economic and political uncertainty. Whether the budget will be a key to re-election success for the UCP, as the Premier and his colleagues are no doubt hoping, or the last big move for a one-and-done Jason Kenney regime, remains to be seen. What is known is that Budget 2022 will certainly have impacts across this region, including when it comes to education, employment and healthcare. For his part, Travis Taves, Minister of Finance, says the government's policies and programs over the past many months are directly responsible for the province's current rosy financial position. And he says the UCP has lots of good plans on how to spend the billions of dollars in extra revenue created by rising oil prices. The government's focused, responsible fiscal management and relentless pursuit of economic growth has put the province on a more sustainable fiscal trajectory, said Taves. We are now able to present a balanced budget while expanding healthcare capacity and helping Albertans develop their skills and find jobs. Budget 2022 will help Alberta move forward into a very hopeful and prosperous future. Opposition leader Rachel Notley says the budget does not do nearly enough to support Albertans hard hit by the rising cost of living. Only the UCP could have soaring energy prices and still find new ways to disappoint the hard-working people of this province, said Notley. Sky-high oil prices and no stability in your hospitals, 1,000 fewer teachers in schools, no real plan for jobs or economic diversification, and no help for Albertans who can't pay their utility bills. With provincial coffers fuller than they have been in many, many months, the UCP government has made some very big choices with the new budget. Whether central Alberta families struggling to make ends meet will agree with Minister Taves' plan for a very hopeful and prosperous future remains an open question. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.